Okay, let's unpack this. Today we are diving into the sprawling landscape of custom software development costs. And the thing that just jumps out from the sources is this colossal price difference. So we're talking anywhere from what, $45,000?
All the way up to $1.5 million.
The 30x variance.
Right.
So our mission today is to figure out, where that comes from and define the key cost drivers.
You're right, that range is massive. And software engineers, they typically categorize this based on just two things, really: complexity and size.
Okay.
They essentially break projects into three tiers. So, tier one covers small projects.
Yes, simple stuff.
Exactly. Basic requirements, short timelines. It might be a simple mobile app or a little automation script. They're quick to deploy, often ranging from, say, $5,000 to $15,000.
So that's like the minimum viable product, the basic working blueprint. What happens when you step up that complexity, maybe add more stakeholders?
That takes you right into tier two.
Yeah.
Medium-sized projects, these require more customized solutions,
Right.
maybe involving specialized e-commerce platforms like Magento or, custom web-based software built on something like Embaraco.
Some more moving parts.
Way more. These generally range from about $15,000 up to $100,000.
Okay, and the top tier.
Then you hit the enterprise level. These are the most complex. They require immense functionality, scalability, compliance.
All the big corporate needs.
Yeah. And specialized integrations with huge data-intensive web applications or those full-scale ERP systems. That's enterprise resource planning.
And the cost there.
It really just begins at $100,000. It goes up very rapidly from there, depending on those integration needs.
That tier breakdown is really helpful for the what, but the sources suggest the who is the true cost variable, the human element.
That's where it gets interesting.
Yeah, particularly developer skill. It's a bit counterintuitive, but hiring a highly experienced, a seasoned developer often leads to lower overall costs.
It does. They work faster. They write cleaner code that requires less maintenance later.
And they're impartial when choosing the right tools, which optimizes development time.
Exactly. Which brings us to a fascinating concept the sources call the team size paradox.
Right. You'd think shrinking the team, maybe skipping a dedicated QA or a business analyst would save you money, but it seems the opposite is true. How does that math work?
It's actually pretty simple. It's about time to market.
Okay.
A smaller team, just. It means a project takes longer to deliver. And since labor is billed hourly, that extended timeline increases the total cost of the software.
So it's almost always more cost-effective to just hire the full team.
Almost always. That includes roles like solution architects, DevOps engineers. You get everyone you need, and you wrap the entire project up faster.
And wrapping up faster often comes down to where your team is.
The sources break this down into three types.
Right, so you've got onshore, which is the highest cost due to labor rates, but it offers the easiest collaboration.
Then nearshore, which has lower labor rates, similar time zones, but you might run into some language or cultural challenges.
And finally, offshore. That's the lowest labor rate option, but you trade that low price for potential headaches, right? Asynchronous work, quality control.
And just the difficulty of onboarding in a totally different culture. And technology choices can amplify those location issues.
How so?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, the technology stack itself impacts costs a lot. If you rely on legacy or niche technology,
It's harder to find people.
it's much harder. You expose yourself to a huge staffing risk because the pool of skilled developers is smaller, and that drives the price way up.
Plus licensing fees.
Right. Proprietary software involves licensing fees, whereas open source options don't. And then there's design. Quality UX is vital for attracting customers, especially for e-commerce or mobile apps.
But you can save money if you're building purely operational tools, right? Things like SCM, supply chain management, or those ERP systems we mentioned.
Or CMS, the content management system. They can often save budget by using customized templates instead of needing intricate, unique designs from scratch.
So if you're ready to start a project, how does a company actually come up with that final quote? The sources outline a pretty clear process.
Yeah, it's a few steps.
First, they do requirement analysis, exploring all the features, the target audience, everything.
Second, they finalize the project scope. They lock down that shared vision and expectations.
Then the proposal.
Right, a formal proposal document covering all the details. And finally, the quote calculation happens.
And this is where they give you the numbers.
Yes. But crucially, they should also offer optimization strategies. They might suggest an alternative tech stack or a different team location to actively help you minimize expenses.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? When you look across all these variables, what's the one big takeaway?
Location. At the end of the day, it remains the single biggest determinant of cost. The source material provides a really striking hourly rate comparison.
I saw this.
A U.S. senior expert might charge $120 an hour. The equivalent rate in Central or Eastern Europe and Southern Asia is often between $45 and $70 an hour.
That labor differential changes the whole calculus. And, you know, here's something worth mulling over. We talked about QA, quality assurance, adding to the initial project cost. But maybe the real paradox here isn't team size. Maybe it's whether paying, say, $120 an hour for thorough testing now is just a non-negotiable insurance policy.
An insurance policy against disaster later.
Exactly. Against paying 10 times that amount when a major system collapses in production. That's the real question you have to explore.